thanks a lot, Georg, for making the time today for this conversation. First of all, and to start with, can you please give us one word about what best describes you?
Well, Christoph, thank you very much for having me today. It's actually two words which come together in one. I would say it's structured chaos. I like to live in a world where there is a certain degree of chaos, flexibility, and opportunity, and things that could happen at any time. But then I'm always inclined to give that world structure so I can see the grand scheme of things. And it's this, I would say, this area of tension that describes me pretty well.
Do you want to tell us a little bit more about your journey and your current role at Global VP Industrial Machinery and Component at SAP?
I'm actually an industrial engineer. I'm a mechanical engineer by trade. I've learned this a long time ago, but then I moved into IT very quickly when the topic of PLM and CAD/CAM systems were born. I implemented CAD/CAM systems for a while, and then moved into the role of industry marketing, consulting for industries. And about 17 years ago, I joined SAP in the industry marketing organization responsible for industrial manufacturing, but also other industries. And I stayed in that role for quite a while until I then moved into the solution management role, which I'm having now. So basically, as a VP of industrial manufacturing at SAP, I'm responsible for the solutions that we have in the market for that industries.
When you look at the last decade, we've seen companies operating under increasing level of disruptions. So in that context, maybe two questions. What's your view on where industrial and manufacturing companies stand today in terms of leveraging Industry 4.0 and digital technologies to achieve a faster, more sustainable change on one hand? And on the other hand, what would be the top challenges though they still need to overcome?
We had a big German newspaper last fall, a headline that says, Industry 4.0, 10 lost years. They basically made the point that despite Industry 4.0 and digitalization, for that matter, there wasn't a lot of progress and productivity wasn't where it should have been. And my personal opinion is that, sure, we could be further ahead, but without digitalization and without Industry 4, we would be way back. However, I think there is a couple of things that are not going well. The first thing is that companies typically look at technology first when they think about Industry 4. They talk about sensors and they talk about protocols and they talk about connectivity. They should talk about business scenarios. The next thing is that many scenarios and many initiatives are centered around making manufacturing more efficient. So it's a cost-driven approach. While I think the real opportunity is in top line, not bottom line. They should think about how can I make more money instead of how can I make my money with less cost. Silo thinking is a big problem. Many initiatives are in manufacturing. They don't look into the engineering area. They don't look into sales. They don't look into finance, for that matter, because many of these things have a financial implication. And there's also a big, big problem because companies are very reluctant to share data. Digitalization requires data sharing. And finally, many of these initiatives works for big companies who have lots of resources. They can have big implementation projects, but it doesn't scale down to many, many small and medium businesses that we have in our industry. So it's these five things that I look at as the things that we need to overcome in order to become more successful.
And what do you think the role of business network could play into this context?
Well, I assume we heard about Manufacturing X as the next big thing, at least driven here out of the German and European marketplace. Manufacturing X is an open data ecosystem, which is basically using the Catena X concepts and making it broader across all industries with a focus on industrial manufacturing. And as a matter of fact, it addresses many of the things that I just said, mainly the data sharing aspect. Because in a business network where data is shared in an open and trusted way, where every participant maintains sovereignty over their own data, suddenly the reluctance to share data to somebody else is going away, or is going down at least. So I think business networks are a key to make Industry 4 successful, and especially the open data ecosystems like Manufacturing X and Catena X.
When it comes to SAP, how does SAP help the industrial and manufacturing client to accelerate their digital transformation to achieve their full potential? And maybe you can illustrate with a one example.
The real potential lies in the business perspective, right? So we are looking at it from a perspective, what additional business models can customers, can clients achieve by using the technologies and the solutions that we can provide? And in my industry, service-based business models are a key element of what we're trying to help our customers to achieve. And we have many examples. We have Kesa for compressors. We have Bitsa for compressors as well, but also Wacker Neuson, which is a company that builds building equipment that you see on roadsides, constructing roads and so on. They're also moving to a rental subscription / as a service model, using SAP technologies. So we provide the business layer for digitalization, while many of our partners are providing the more connectivity and edge-oriented layer.
What about sustainability and circular economy, which is a bit thin today? You know, what's your view on where to start from and how can manufacturers drive real value from circular business models?
I was with a client a couple of weeks ago, a client that does roller bearings. So, right, roller bearings, small things. Nevertheless, they are taking particular pride in the fact that they recycle and remanufacture their roller bearings. Obviously, they do this for the larger ones, the one that you find in wind turbines and stuff, and not the smaller ones that you find in household machines. But yet, it's a relatively simple product, and remanufacturing makes total sense, because what they told me is they're saving about 40% of the energy and the raw material that goes into a product by reusing what they what they already have and can take back out of the marketplace. Another great example is Volvo Construction. They're taking out the used big engine blocks out of the construction machines, and they refurbish it completely. I personally think this is probably one of the most effective ways for the industrial manufacturers to drive sustainability, because it's a very direct way to reuse raw materials, energy, CO2 footprint, which has already been done. And savings are in the area of 40% to 60%. So I think this is very real.
So now, in a couple of weeks, we'll all go to Hannover Messe, which is the European fair, particularly on our topic. So what trends do you expect to see at the fair, and what will be SAP's focus this year for the event?
I'm totally looking forward to Hannover Fair. I believe companies are in this tension between saving what they have, being very cautious, trying to create a resilient business, stabilizing their operations in terms of the supply of raw materials, the supply of energy, all these kind of things. And on the other side, venturing forward and transforming their business and opening up new markets. So the big topics that we see is business transformation, still a big, big thing. Everybody's looking for the next business model. Resilience, clearly, stabilizing the supply chain to be able to fulfill what has been acquired in terms of orders, and certainly sustainability. So transformation, resilience, and sustainability are the big three things. And that's what we're going to focus on as SAP, obviously. This is where our booth will show a lot of innovations in these three areas. On top of this, I expect that there will be a lot of buzz around Manufacturing X, the German initiative to create this open data ecosystem for the manufacturing industries, not only industrial manufacturing, but also chemicals and medical and high tech and aerospace. All these companies require a better way to interact and share data, and Manufacturing X is going to do just that. And we at SAP, we are deeply involved. And we will also show what our strategy is in this area.
What would be the new digital technology that you would see in the coming years that would be a game changer, if you will, and in terms of impact in the future of our industrial and manufacturing companies?
I think what is dearly needed, and where I see a lot of advancements right now, is the concept of a digital twin. We are talking about it probably since we talk about Industry 4, but it has always lacked on two dimensions. It has lacked on the dimension of interoperability. There were so many twins and they didn't talk to one another. The engineering side, the manufacturing side, the service side, all had its representation. They didn't work together. And I see now with the emerging of standards driven through manufacturing X, for example, like the administration shell and others, I see that there is a structural layer coming in that actually creates interoperability of digital twins between companies. And the second element around the digital twin is the visualization layer. So far, these have been very, very rudimentary 3D models, step models, whatever. And now we talk about the industrial metaverse, right? Now think about a structurally correct, interoperable digital twin of all type of products, of buildings, of factories, of machinery. All of these things come together in a metaverse where people can immersively engage and collaborate. I think this is going to be a big, big, big step forward. And it's also supporting, obviously, the network aspect that we just talked about.
What would you say inspires you the most in life?
If I look at my professional life, let me put it this way, right? I'm much, much more inspired by what our clients do than what we do as software providers or consultants. I was just recently visiting a house fair of a big machine tool maker, and they were showing their newest equipment, like 5-axis milling machines with all kind of gadgets and automations. I look at these things and I think about the amount of courage and enthusiasm and confidence it takes to build it, not digitally, but for real, cast the stuff, mill the stuff, build it together, make it work, physical products, or think about ASML with their new chip making machines with a new technology. It's almost unfathomable how that works, and yet these guys make it work, and they invest huge amounts of money to something that in the end becomes a physical product, and it actually does work. That really inspires me.